related point came to mind this morning, and we have a situation where our membership, many of our members are taking care of elderly parents one way or another, either live in, the parents are living with them, or they're visiting them regularly and interacting quite a lot. And so I get memos in all the time about this subject. Please give me advice about taking care of my parents. So here's one message that came in recently requesting advice, slightly edited to keep the person anonymous. The doctor has put Dad on an even stronger pain medication. He spends his days in bed. He is very, very depressed. I pray daily that I can brighten his day in some small way. I offer to massage him. Sometimes he is open, and sometimes he just wants to be left alone. Please put him in your thoughts and prayers. My husband and I try very hard to care for him in the best way we know how. I most times feel that it is never enough. Never good enough because Dad is so closed down, so critical, and angry. I continually look for ways to give and to serve each day. Please offer advice and encouragement. Sound familiar? It's a definite problem where the parent is in a negative state of mind to one degree or another and refuses to budge from that state of mind, no matter what the children do, just determined to remain negative and critical and unhappy, which frustrates those who are taking care of the person because they want that not to be the case. So here was the advice. Regarding advice in caring for your father-in-law, it is enough to do the kindly act. If it is appreciated or not from a karmic point of view, doesn't matter. You are creating good karma by fulfilling dharma. So that was the advice. In other words, don't expect the person to be other than depressed, you know, which is depressing you. The person's remaining depressed, father or mother. So you're discouraged because what you're doing isn't changing that. So that's frustrating yourself unnecessarily because what you're doing is all you can do. You can't change a lifetime of mental habits of a person just by smiling and being nice. And the person is who he or she is. All you can do is your duty. Do it to the best of your ability. If the person is uplifted and smiles because of it or remains grumpy and depressed, you can't let that be the measure of your success. The measure of success is doing the duty in the first place, doing it the best you can, doing it with love. That's all you can do. You've earned lots of good karma by that simple action. So that ties into happiness in the sense that you don't want to let another's unhappiness take away your happiness. It's okay for you to be happy even though the parent isn't happy, even though you're in the same house. You know, it's not against the rules to smile and laugh and joke around just because the parent won't. You know, you can't let it be contagious, that sense of negativity and depression and criticalness if they have that, because you're not able to do anything about it, but it shouldn't ruin the mood of everyone else in the family, and they shouldn't feel that they're not doing their best. So this applies to everything we do for others in life. Take the same principle. Sometimes parents get discouraged because they do the best they can with their children, and the children don't respond in the way that seems at all reasonable to what they're doing to try and help. And so the parents don't feel good. Gee, child didn't respond to all my good advice, all my love and attention, still doing the same old stupid things, you know. The parent feels sad. But why should you feel sad? You've done your duty. You've done the best you can. You've earned good karma by doing the right thing in a loving way. So you can't let the person's response discourage you or take away from your own happiness. You have to learn to be happy just by doing the right thing, regardless of if someone takes the advice or not. Imagine Gurudeva. He gave so much advice over the years. If he was unhappy every time someone didn't take his advice, he'd be terribly unhappy, right? So we always have to look to Gurudeva and see how he did it. He was the master of these kinds of insights into life. And definitely he would just give the advice, and regardless of if the person took it or not, remained unhappy, became happy, whatever, Gurudeva was Gurudeva. His consciousness wasn't moved by the person's response. So we need to be the same way, because it influences us more than we realize. We get burdened more than we realize by other people's responses to our good intentions. And that takes away from our happiness. So we don't want to take away from our own happiness. There's no reason we can't be happy, even if others aren't, that surround us. Om Namah Shivaya.